Today, the general left his office and went to a place called Buikwe. Buikwe is on Jinja Road, just before you get into Jinja Town. And he went to consult a few of his supporters and coordinators, as is provided for in the Presidential Elections Act. I'm very sure that the COVID-19 health regulations were followed, because there was social distancing and everybody was wearing a mask. He was meeting a group of only 10 people, but no sooner had they started than the police came and raided the place where they were meeting. So the general was taken to the police station.
My understanding is that he has retired from the military and he wants to run for president. Why is the government citing him to appear in court and citing military law?
No. Those are two issues, James. First, he was arrested today for carrying out consultations, and yet it is provided for under the law, okay? And he did not breach any health regulations. That is one issue. Now, the other issue just came in a few minutes ago when we realized that he's being summoned by the CID, the Criminal Investigations Department, alleging that he has been consulting veterans, you know, like retired or army officers who have left the army. So there are two issues here.
Do you think this is happening because the government might think he is in violation of election law? Because you are not supposed to, according to the Elections Commission, to campaign. You are only supposed to campaign virtually.
Yeah, you're supposed to campaign virtually, but then the guidelines that they issued, they allowed that you could meet limited numbers of people physically. And it's happening all over the other political parties. The ruling political party, for example, are holding big rallies, processions. So this is selective justice.
The general made a comment on Tuesday saying that he knows how to stop rigging of election results. How does he know that?
Yeah, because he was in the intelligence. He has been part of the NRM machinery. And in the last elections, he was very active on the side of the ruling party. But he's saying election results have always been tampered with. So when he says that he knows how to stop the rigging, I think he means from his previous experience.